This is Highly Social with Mike Eaton. Bitches, show Mike Eaton your titties.
Hi, and welcome to Highly Social. We are brought to you by the best comedy club in the whole goddamn country, The Creek and the Cave. Mics and shows 7 days a week. Great menu from The Creek and the Crave. The best bartenders in the whole land. They'll pour so many good drinks. You'll be so happy. We're also brought to you by Crescent Canna. 10% off site-wide using code Eaton. Completely legal. THC delivered straight to your door. The seltzers absolutely rip. You want to drink 100 of them. You know you do. Go order them, please. I need to pay rent. Also, we are brought to you by Golden Cricket. Save the world. Prove Sean Strickland wrong. He's a bad person. He hits people in the crowd, and he said they're bad cricket bars, so you should eat them so that he loses. And then we are also brought to you by the bong company that I always forget to say because someone stole my bong and but it was the best bong while I had it and you guys should buy it. They're modular and I haven't given you any tools or tips or tricks on how to find them, man. What a great sponsee I am.
Hey Mike, where we find them bongs?
Yeah. www.whereisthatbong.com. You're going to love them. Fuck. What are they called? Anyways, it's okay. I forgot to do ad reads for them on like half the shows. Anyways, I think like 400 people will see this and none of them were going to buy a bong anyways. But please do buy bongs because yay. Today we are joined by one of my favorite people on the planet. It's the amazing Matt Bellick.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It is Bellick, right?
Bellick, yeah.
So for a long time, I had always heard it that way. I heard it said on stage that way. And then the roast battle guys would bring you on stage and they go, Matt Bellick.
Bellick, yeah.
And I was like, I mean, there's a lot of fun puns with like Bellick don't crack.
Right.
But like, I don't think that's how you say it.
No, it's just Bellick. I wish it was Bellick. That'd be cool. Matt Bellick.
He's my favorite Bellick comedian. Yeah.
He's the only Bellick guy I like.
So you are a part of Dope City.
Dope City. I'm the mayor of Dope City.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, me and Tim Hanlon, fantastic guy, average comedian, and no, he's funny as shit.
The prettiest eyes in the whole world.
Oh, he's got baby blues. And speaking of Bellick, because this is pertinent, but he always says black ladies love his eyes, like specifically.
Yes.
And he says, and I quote, he goes, he said, well, a black woman walked up to him one time. She goes, your eyes are so oceanic. And that is the funniest.
When we were in Appleton, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
two black women, one in her 40s, one in her 60s, a mother daughter came up and I thought they were going to try and fuck Tim in front of his girlfriend.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. Black chicks really like Tim. And it's funny because if you look at Tim, you wouldn't really see that coming.
No, he looks like a caterpillar that smokes hookah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like the most aggressive white guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not aggressive, but like, looking, he's just really white, but dude,
he looks like he develops litigation for hacky sack.
So speaking of, let's just roast him for an hour, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you or a loved one been involved in a hacky sack related accident? I'm Tim Hanlon, attorney at law.
I said he looks like ZZ Bottom. Yeah. Yeah. No one like is gonna know what he looks like. They're like, what is this?
But pop your cherry, Garcia.
Yeah, that's so good. We were in a.
He lost a finger inside you.
Where were we? We were pull up old Timmy Hanlon. We were doing a show we were on tour in where was it? It wasn't Virginia Beach. It was Liberty, basically Cincinnati Funny Bone.
Yeah,
Liberty Funny Bone. And afterwards, we're at the merch booth. We're doing a thing. These two black women in like their 60s come walking up and they're hitting on Tim. And they're like, who did that joke about sucking dick? And I'm like, that's half my act. And she goes, ain't nothing wrong with sucking dick. And I'm like, all right, yeah. And then she pops her dentures out.
Whoa! Yeah,
looks at Tim, winks at him. He goes, they call me the gummy bear. Yeah. And I was like, Tim, you have to get a gum job from that 60-year-old lady.
That's
and
like a bucket list thing. You don't need to say no to that.
He didn't do it. He said no. It kind of let me down.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome.
That's upsetting.
She was a very, very gross looking lady. But the fact that she just popped them out and went, they call me the gummy bear. The gummy bear is the funniest thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Like what a champion.
I know.
And also she earned that title.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I feel like, because me and Tim were like a little reserved, I guess. I feel like that's a situation where you would have jumped in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, what are you going to do?
No, I mean, I had the problem is we're in very committed relationships. So like,
yeah,
we're not cheater guys. So like,
yeah, no, I don't cheat either.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a relationship and that happens, then I'm like, oh man, that sucks.
Damn. Yeah. But that's, we're basically,
but then the second I'm single, I'm on a flight to Liberty.
Yeah.
Like, where's that coming?
You'll find her. You got like a, have you seen this person? Yeah.
Missed connections.
It's just a gummy bear. Yeah. Like, have you seen this?
Dude, I bet people would find her too.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Just seeing a fat guy walk around with a picture of a gummy bear. Have you seen this?
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm fat. They find out later I was just horny.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just trying to get my dick sucked.
Yeah. I was trying to see if my penis was a straw to my soul.
Yeah. This is so, oh God, this is fun.
Oh man. Dude, I am. There's something unique about Vegas and the climate and the amount of casinos. And I've been going there for a decade now. The second week of January, my day job has a huge conference there. It's the biggest conference. So I always go in and I have to work it. And there's a lot of the networking and party drinking afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm usually just like on a 4-day work bender, where from like 9 to 5, I'm being an adult. And then from 5 to 4 a.m, I'm not.
Right.
And this time was that, but then added in the day, I flew in a day early to do my first headlining comedy gig.
Yeah.
So it was like,
do you get the same thing? Like every time I go to Vegas, it's as soon as I get like out of the airport, it just, I'm just overwhelmed with this. I'm like, I want to fucking do bad things. I don't know what it is about that town. I want to gamble. I want to fucking find drugs off a stranger in an alley. Like just wild shit. I don't know why.
It's something about the town.
Yeah.
Just lowers your inhibitions.
It's weird because like even before I have like a drink or anything, as soon as I just land there, I'm like, I want to do bad things. I want to lose money I don't have.
Yeah.
I want to fucking like get hammered and fucking get robbed trying to buy drugs or something like that. Just dumb shit. I just want to do it all.
It's a good time. I don't know why, but I do too.
Yeah.
So the first night we went to,
you think we'll ever grow up?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. It's a trap.
Why, dude? That sounds terrible.
Okay. Oh, I'm gonna pay taxes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's grow up.
Taxes are gay, dude.
Yeah, man.
Taxes are gay. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're adults.
Dude, we went after the show. We went to a pirate dog themed tiki bar.
Now, you say pirate, like dogs dressed as pirates?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did they have little like peg legs?
I wish that your dogs had been there. They would have loved it.
My dogs would have been, they're not really, they're pirates. They could be pirates. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me that bitch with her underbite couldn't be a pirate?
Yeah. She's definitely a fucking pirate. So wait, so people are encouraged to bring their dogs, or the bar supplies dogs?
The bar supplies pictures of dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, I was very excited.
No good boys there.
For real dogs with peg legs. No good boys there.
Weren't we on the road and we found a pirate bar and it was horrible?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was in...
What town was that in?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Was it Memphis?
It was in Memphis on our way out.
Did we get cookout that night?
We did.
Yeah.
I know it was Memphis because we stopped in Memphis. We went to the first bar. It was completely empty. It was pirate themed. And they said, you should have come tomorrow night. We have an open mic. It'll be really fun. And we were like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And then we went to a different bar down the street. And then me, you and Tim were the only white people in there.
Oh,
and they were playing music. And then I went and I was like, oh my God, we're in Memphis, the home of Key Glock.
Yes.
I will go play the music of the people.
Yeah,
and then I went and played what I thought was like the new hot shit from Key Glock that has been out for a year and a half for them. So they're all just like, cool, you gonna play LMFAO next?
Yeah, me and Tim didn't know what Key Glock was.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, we're in Memphis, Key Glock. I'm like, what?
Like, now zipping is up to you, my friend.
But then we did get cookout, and boy, was that good.
I don't think that there could be a better fast food chain than Cookout.
Yeah, it's great when they're like, what do you want for your sides? You're like, quesadilla, corn dog?
Yeah, I'll have cheese curds and a quesadilla as my sides with my burger.
And they're like, do you want to upgrade your Diet Coke to a full-blown milkshake for a dollar? You're like, yeah, dude.
Oh, well, which kind of milkshake? We have 64 to choose from.
Oh, my God, dude.
Don't worry. Shake machine ain't broke ever.
So I was in Cookout with Tim one time, and there's a homeless guy sitting in there, and he's like begging for money. And I go, I'm not gonna give this guy money, but I'm like, I'm gonna buy him a goddamn burger. So I go, like one cheeseburger, walk over, give it to the guy. And this guy opens it up, like something like out of a movie. And he's like, fucking pickles, mustard, I eat this shit. And then he walks up to the yelling at himself, walks up to the counter, and is like berating the guy, like, I didn't fucking want no pickles, whatever. And then the guy's like, who are you? Like, he didn't see the guy.
You didn't order.
Yeah, it was like 1 a.m. It's like 4 people in this place. And then I'm like over there. I'm like, oh, fuck. I caused this whole thing. Yeah, like, I was feeling bad. So then they're like, we're not making another burger. And the guy's like, fucking shit. And he like spikes it down, caused the whole scene, walked out. And Tim's like, that's why I don't do nice things for people.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I felt so good too at the time. Like, I ordered it. I walk over. I go, here you go, brother. You know, like,
yeah. We're all people, you know. By the way, he's like, I'm not a people.
Yeah, wasn't that hungry? Pull the pickles off, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like non-pickle people.
As I hate pickles.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow. What foods do you like? Do you have a long list of foods you don't like?
It's not that long.
I got three.
I don't eat pickles.
Okay.
I don't like raw onions.
Wow. Okay.
I don't like
sautéed onions are in.
But only in like modest amounts. Like I won't eat a French onion soup.
But, fair. French onion soup's a stupid soup.
But if you put like some caramelized onions on a burger,
yeah,
we'll fuck it up. But okay. I would prefer it without them.
Okay. So like if someone handed you a burger that had raw onions and pickles on it, you're just, well, you
I'll
scrape
take them off.
Okay,
yeah.
You're a human being.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll go, ah, man, yeah. It sucks. You ruined it for a minute.
Yeah.
I guess I'll eat this burger.
It slowed me down.
Yeah, damn it. Yeah. This burger came with instructions. I don't eat cucumbers.
Wow. Okay. Now, wait, will you eat other pickled things, or is it the cucumber you think that makes you not like the pickle? Like, will you eat, like, pickled onions probably out, right?
Yeah, I hate those. That's that's like
pickled eggs. No one likes a pickled egg.
No, I wouldn't even try
that. So you don't like pickled things?
No.
Kimchi?
Gross.
Wow. Okay.
Very gross.
Okay.
But I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I'll eat everything else.
For me?
I won't eat live stuff.
Yeah, gross. Who's eating live things?
I went to a fancy Korean place, and they brought out, I think they're called prawns on heads, but they're living prawns on like a nigiri style piece.
And was that like
and it was really gross.
Asian place?
It was.
Yeah. They do a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
They eat frogs when they're alive.
Oh, I don't like frog legs. I tried those and you could see the skin through the breading.
Never
and
had
like,
a frog
that's
leg.
A frog. Gross.
Never had a frog leg. For me, it's weird. I don't like mushrooms.
Okay. Oh, I don't like mushrooms.
Yeah. I won't eat mushrooms. I don't like sweet potatoes. Not even fries.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I'm weird about my tomatoes. They have to be sliced very thin. If it's too like juicy, like
beef.
Thick and gross, I can't do it. Yeah.
I can only do the like thick cut tomatoes if it's like a caprese salad.
Mm, or caprese
like
good.
With like a burrata.
This is going off the rails. I like, we're just going to sit here and talk about food. By
this
the way, have you ever heard, this is one of my favorite things to do, and then we'll get back into probably more relevant things, but you ever heard Mike describe like a dish to you?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
I get
it
hard.
Sounds so elevated. Hold on. Let's go. Okay. You're wearing the hat. Give me an elevated description of a Choco Taco.
Well, you can just describe what Suerte does. Because Suerte is an interior Mexican place. It sucks that line up so good.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're my favorite place.
All right, keep going.
First off, you should go to Suerte. It's interior Mexican. They have a mole blanco tamal that's out of this world.
I like exterior Mexican.
So they're, that's coastal, but interior is where.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Yeah.
Like the region.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like it was an indoor dining instead of like a food truck.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not a smart man, dude. I don't know the regions of Mexico that my fucking Choco Tacos are coming from, dude. You're like, oh, Choco Tacos, you gotta get them from the inner region of fucking Juarez.
I realize
Juarez.
That like, neither of us are wrong here. Yeah.
They're Mexican. Okay,
so,
keep going. All right, give me
they do a homemade version of a Choco Taco.
Yeah.
So one of the things that makes them special is they use blue corn masa for all of their tortillas. So they make a blue corn masa shell for it, and then they deep fry it, and then they fill that with a peanut butter ice cream. But like when you get like a Italian stracciatella, one of the things that's really good about it is that the chocolate goes in warm, but then it freezes with the gelato, and so it creates those stripes through it. So when you go through, you get the sensation of like chink chunk of going through the ice cream. So you get the texture breakup. So there's striations of chocolate ribbons through the peanut butter ice cream. And then they dip that in the chocolate so that it coats the outside, and then they roll it in finely chopped peanuts.
Wow.
So you get all of the different textures, you get the flavors, but then you get like the stages of the flavor, because you get peanuts at the beginning, and then you get the peanut butter ice cream that's the processed version. So you get like a whole flavor family.
This is amazing.
And all the crunches, and, oh my and God. Your teeth get the experience of you break through the masa, and then you get like the relief of the ice cream, but then you hit like the striations of the chocolate through there, and you're like, and it's, oh, this is so nice.
So if someone told me to describe a chocolate taco, I'd go waffle cone, vanilla ice cream, dipped in chocolate with some nuts on it. And it's delicious. But wow, that was... So what... I don't even know what striulation...
Stracciatelli?
Stracciatelli?
Stracciatelli.
It sounds like an Italian dish.
It is. It's a gelato.
Damn it. Okay.
It's an Italian gelato, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's very popular. But that's how they do the ice cream in the middle of a choco taco.
And they and this is on the inner region of...
So that is not an interior Mexican dish. That is just like an elevated dish. Interior Mexican means that it comes from... like the landlocked part of Mexico. So it's a lot
coastal.
Hardier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like a lot of Mexican cuisine is like you get ceviche and you get like really nice fish because they live on the border.
Street
but in the
tacos,
middle.
Is that pretty universal?
Yeah, okay. Street tacos are more of that, but like mole.
I love mole.
So like mole is traditionally an interior Mexican dish. Mole blanco that they do on their tamal is a white version of it. So it's I don't know how they did it.
Don't whitewash my mole, dude. I like, you know what's crazy? I remember the first time I had mole, I wouldn't believe there was chocolate in it.
Yeah.
Because it's like not chocolate at all.
Yeah.
Tastes like fucking spicy, delicious Mexican stuff.
I know a decent number of rednecks that put chocolate syrup in their chili when they make it.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. It's you get into the flavor zone and you start meeting people doing things. You're like, whoa, respect.
Okay, you talk about mouthfeel.
It's important. Yeah. It's important.
Tell my ex-wife.
Yeah. What's the weirdest flavor combo you've done? Do you have any like distinct times you tried something?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
I'm not like, here's the crazy thing. Like I will go out there and I'll get adventurous of eating, but I just haven't gone too wild. So like, I don't know. All right, man. Let me try to think of a good one. Cause like, I'm so white trash. I'm like, one time I put pickles on a peanut butter sandwich.
Mine's going to be that.
That was delicious.
Mine's one of those. A bunch of us were just stoned out of our mind at a house party in Denton, of all places. And the guy that lived there, Jared, was like a really interesting hippie stoner guy and just a cool dude. We all worked at a pizza place together, so we're all just kind of stoners. And he took a spoonful of peanut butter and he dipped it into the Papa John's garlic butter dipping sauce.
Whoa.
And then he ate it and he was like, guys. Yeah. This is the best thing I've ever tasted. And we were all like, stop fucking with us. And then one by one, everybody at the party tried it. And at that time, it was incredible. And it's one of those things I'll never try it again because there's no way.
I think you can put the Papa John's garlic stuff on almost anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can put that on ice cream and I'd eat it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so good. It's just.
Have you had like a savory ice cream before?
I've had like a bacon ice cream.
Yeah.
Very good. I haven't like, it's weird because like, I feel like you've had like some really fancy ice cream.
Yeah.
I just have like ice cream. Like
it's, I'm not, you know,
but I'll tell you what, cause I used to be like, fucking ice cream's ice cream until you brought over that ice cream to my house.
Yeah.
And it's ice cream's not just ice cream. Yeah. Like it's not like,
it turns out.
Yeah. I was like, oh, cookies and cream had this before. Yeah. No.
Turns out Fatty's got a point.
Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah, that's it is my favorite thing to show people Besame because you do have like
it's
this
unreal.
Idea in your head that like Haagen-Dazs or Ben and Jerry's is about as good as it gets. And then maybe you've been to like an Amy's or a Jenny's or a Lick.
You ever have an Americone Dream?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Pretty it good. Is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's also so my dad growing up when he became.
I feel like I'm talking to like a world-renowned sommelier, and I'm like, you ever have Sutter Home? Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
You're just. But the difference between me and a sommelier,
you're like, there's no spiralations in it or whatever the fuck. Yeah. You said.
The difference between me and a sommelier is that I'm like, Sutter Home fucks, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll slap the bag right now.
That's yeah, it. Yeah.
You're not a snob. No, dude, I had a Lunchable yesterday.
Yeah. Like, I don't shit. Whoa, do they hold up?
Lunchables?
Yeah. The pizza one or the crackers?
I got crackers.
Yeah.
I got crackers.
So they make like adult ones now. Yeah, it's like Hillshire Farm, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And I had those and it was fine because I'm like, oh, this is just a Lunchable for adults. But yeah,
but Genoa salami isn't supposed to be like that.
Yeah. Genoa what?
Genoa what? I'll take the shitty processed ham that they use the glue in so all the bones become meat.
I've eaten a cracker cheese one within the last year. I don't think I've had the pizza one in. Can't even remember. You think it holds up?
I've had a pizza one within the last year for sure. For sure. So that's my move is instead of going and waiting an hour and a half at 2 a.m. to get Whataburger, I'll just stop at 7-Eleven and I grab a Lunchable and then I grab one of those little cheesecakes or a Dippin' Dots. And then
cheesecake might be my favorite dessert. Just throwing that out there.
Pretty good. Have you had Japanese cheesecake?
No, you were telling me about it. You said it's a little fluffier or whatnot.
It's fluffier, yeah.
Here's the thing. I like the denseness of a cheesecake.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite shakes is like a cheesecake shake.
Yeah.
Which is what I got when we went to a cookout. But,
oh, man. Yeah. Great choice.
Yeah. They give you a straw this thick and it's still not thick enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm like.
I wish that I could be president or dictator or whatever so that every milkshake came with a thick straw.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's putting thin straws?
That should be like, you should get shot. Like, that should be like North Korean labor camp punishment.
You know, who cares about what's going on with Gaza?
Yeah, no, I don't give a shit
fucking
about it.
Thick straws.
Let's talk about stuff we can fix.
Yeah.
Okay? There's no peace in the Middle East. There are big straws there. It's put them in the milkshakes.
It's such an easy fix, too.
We already made the thing.
We have the technology.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. I fucking hate boba.
Yeah, I don't like to chew my drinks.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Did someone hawk a loogie in my tea?
I don't even
46 times?
How about pulp in orange juice?
Love it.
Really?
Don't know
I
why.
Don't like it.
I like the texture.
Don't like that mouthfeel.
You ever drink aloe? Like the aloe drinks?
No.
They are heavily pulped.
No.
And it's the closest that I can come to appreciating like a gay slut.
Okay.
Because
I don't like pulp.
When I'm hungover, I'll go get one of the pineapple aloe ones and you chug that and you feel the pulps and the strands of it go down your throat. You're like, oh, get in me. Yeah. Just a little cum slut.
Like,
get
that aloe in my mouth. That, there's something to be said about the.
Get a little on your face.
That's aloe. It's probably good for you. There's something to be said when you wake up and you're super hungover and like they're in like that first like drink chug, usually water or Gatorade or whatever you have, where it's like you start making like little 6-year old kid noises. You're like you can't get the water in you fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've nothing more satisfying on this planet than just a normal sized water bottle, like a Nestle Pure, one of the shitty ones.
Sure.
And you take it and you go, and you squeeze and turn.
Oh, while you're.
While you chug.
Wow. Because
then it forces all the water. And you're just like.
Dude, you really turn drinking into sucking dicks. The old squeeze and turn? Get the fuck out of here, dude.
I don't know why, but as much water as possible, as fast as possible, is so satisfying.
I've seen people do it where they have the one hand, like with one hand, and they'll go like. But not like a fucking.
Someone was joking about me drinking a milkshake like that.
Oh my God.
That's like just a quick.
I've seen it almost. God, we've had some fun. Well, I mean, I don't know if you want to make this whole thing about eating food, but.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. How about, you know, and I have a couple other things we'll get into, but what last food thing? The fucking hangar garage in Indianapolis.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Wow.
What a treat.
What a fuck, dude. I was going through, because you had a birthday recently, so I wanted to like post a picture of you, you know, happy birthday to the guy. So I'm scrolling through and I get to that trip and I forgot all about that place. And I just saw, I'm like, oh, I have 13 pictures of what I ate that day.
Must have been with Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just so enamored. And I remember the, God, what is that? The little banh.
We had a birria banh mi.
God, that was so good.
Yeah. That was incredible. We had birria banh mi.
The nachos were insane.
It was
they were
clam chowder, queso, nacho.
Lobster.
Lobster nachos. Lobster yeah, nachos. That's right.
Unreal.
Cream cheddar queso lobster nachos.
Unreal. And what else do we get? We had some like, we got the little fucking pan de queijo. We had those Brazilian skewers with the fucking chimichurri. Yeah. It was great.
And then the Brazilian lemonade.
How about the ice cream? That ice cream was great.
Yeah, that was from Lick.
Okay.
Yeah, we had what, gorgonzola with walnuts?
It was a pecan. One of them was like a blueberry something. I got the gorgonzola one. It was unreal. I think it was pecan, gorgonzola.
Something like that.
Is it pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Okay, pardon. So
no, you can say it.
I always say pecan, like a pecan sandy. You say pecan sandies?
I don't eat those.
Right.
I would.
They're good.
But I wouldn't. I would say pecan sandy because I've heard it said that
way. Right.
But also, when you take pecan and you turn it into pecan.
Yeah.
It's like that's.
Like a pecan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a piss bucket.
I get it. I guess I get
pecan,
that.
Pecan, piss bucket.
Pecan.
That whole trip through the Midwest.
We ate so much.
We stopped at the garage in Indianapolis, and then our, was it Saturday when we went to Rico Bene?
So I think of that fondly, and it always literally make me laugh out loud because everybody else just like, I'll get lunch at Rico's, what I do. And we were like losing it. Making weird noises. We're taking pictures. We're high-fiving each other. Yeah.
We're having the time of our lives eating a sandwich.
I don't know.
And everyone else was just having a 1 p.m.
I don't know how tight you can get on this. But
man, that was, it was so fun. Because we ordered the sandwich.
Oh,
it's fucking massive. The cheese fries were somehow incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chicago cheese fries are the fucking best because they use like this different kind of like cheddar.
Yeah.
Like the cheese fries at Portillo's fucking rule. Like.
Yeah.
And then we made.
Justin.
Yeah. Fucking find this, dude.
I'm so just, fucking hungry already. You guys are talking
worst
about food.
God damn it, dude.
I don't know how tight you can get on this with the camera.
Is it on your Instagram?
No.
I think it's on mine.
It might be on his. Yeah. I don't know if you can. Zoom in on that. I don't know. But
it's me just tucking a napkin into my
shirt. It's just the pure joy.
I was so happy.
His fucking face, dude.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, we ate a lot. And then we did some good comedy.
Yeah.
That was a fun run.
That was a really fun run.
Midwest is good. The mid-best, as we say.
I've always heard people talk shit about the flyover states. And everybody talks shit about how rough it is to tour the Midwest. And then the two times that I went there last year, I had a fucking blast.
Yeah.
Everybody's so nice. It's so close and easy to drive through all of these cities. They're all fat, so yeah. I'm not a problem.
Yeah, that's why, like, I moved from, like, I'm from, like, the suburbs of Chicago, then I lived in the city, and it's just, I mean, I'm skinny in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a thin guy. And that's why I like Austin, but I lived in South Florida and LA after that. And it was just such a bummer because like everyone was so thin and good looking. And the food in South Florida was horrible. LA had some fucking really good food, but I just like it was. And then I moved here and it's like, you know, it's just hot Chicago. Everyone's just fat. It's like cowboy Chicago. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Like everyone's just fucking fat and likes to eat and.
Oh, block gangster.
I mean, it's they got good food. They got fat people. They love their guns. I mean, it's kind of just
it is
desert Chicago.
Yeah. Chicago has snow. We have 112 degrees all summer.
Yeah. I'd rather be cold. This heat out here fucks me up in the summertime. You know what it is? Because I'm like I got like long hair and I'm just like a real grease ball by nature. So like I just. When I'm like trying to run around downtown, go from spot to spot or whatever, or like I hate being like sweaty.
Oh man.
I don't know if it's like a self-conscious thing. I don't know. I hate being, cause I'm a sweater, dude. I hate being, so like I'll go on stage when it's summertime, I'm fucking sweating and I'm all red. I hate that. I'd rather be freezing cold.
So I love being cold. It's the best. I like my room 50.
You told me about this crazy fan thing you got going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got an ice fan at the foot of my bed.
Yeah.
Just blowing cold air up my sheets.
See, I got a lady. She's always freezing. I can't do that.
It's crazy. Yeah. But in my sleep, I'm almost certain that I become the sun.
Like, I get real hot.
I think I start emanating heat and rays off of my body. So I need cold air to fix that.
Oh my God.
But for stage, I want to be in a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sweat.
Right.
Ideally, it's like 70.
Yeah.
But then you get here and it's for all summer. That's the real problem for me is like, even with my nicest, I went and spent like $500 on finding clothes that weigh almost nothing. I have shirts that are 1.7 ounces. That's literally like almost nothing. That's 40 grams of shirt.
Wow.
That's like a very tiny shirt. And then I have super thin pants. You can see my little pee-pee through them. Right. I mean, it's they're thin and I'm still sweating profusely on right. stage. And then you see girls and they get to wear their spaghetti straps yeah. and their skirts.
Thank God.
And they get up there and be like, I'm a little girl. Look right. how hot I am. Yeah. I'm going to talk about my pussy.
Right. I think I've seen Netflix. That. I think I've seen that act. Yeah, she's very good. That's a good joke. Yeah. yeah. She's doing really good. yeah. I don't know. It's like, see, I like to have like an outer jacket. Mm-hmm. I think it's just to cover up the fat and the hips and
the grips.
I got real, my brother used to say I have bong body because I'm shaped like a bong. Like I kind of can go like this and then it's just like around the hip area. I just mm-hmm. widen out.
Did you ever watch Futurama?
Yeah.
You're shaped like one of the water people.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 yeah my, and it's crazy. Cause depending on what shirts, so like my body's like a gas or a liquid cause it takes the shape of its container. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like whatever clothes, like if I dress real skinny, like I can look all right.
We should put you in Under Armour. We should get you some yeah. shapewear. The thing is, you just look jacked.
The thing is,
hell.
I also like, I don't care. Cause my girlfriend, she goes, you know, they got like Spanx for men. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't, if I'm fat, I'm fat. I don't give yeah. a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But like,
also what a nightmare that would be to peel out of at night. Just boom.
Yeah. The good thing is like, I mean, I'm in relationships. Like, cause I couldn't imagine being a guy going on like a one night stand and having to be like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, let me peel my girdle off.
Yeah. Cause I remember back when I was banging as a single man,
back when I was banging.
Yeah. I hooked up with a girl who had the whole
yeah
thing and wasn't even that big. I'm like, you could have just, but like, it was like, we had to like get her out of it. It was like a whole thing.
I'm almost certain that there is a female comic that has this joke on stage, but my least favorite thing that I've encountered in my newly single era is the bodysuit on a lady because they wear what looks like a super cute top.
It's like a onesie.
And then they take their pants off and they have this little leotard thing.
It's like a onesie. Yeah.
And then you got to go undo the dye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, you feel, snap, like, you're, snap,
feel like you're taking off a baby's like, onesie or something.
Scared to find what's under.
Yeah.
No, I know it's a vagina. That's the whole reason I'm here. But I don't want to go snap, snap to get to it.
Well, you hope there's a vagina.
Yeah.
Because there could be a set of hairy boys down there. And then,
no.
Well, it could be.
No.
It's 2024.
No, I'm sure for someone else.
What, are you anti-trans?
No, but I'm not going to fuck them.
Yeah, no, me neither.
And also, I think that all of the people that are like, oh, I couldn't tell, or like, no, you can.
Yeah.
You can. And it's fine that you wanted to do that. And you wanted to explore yourself that way. But like, you didn't get tricked.
Well, when you
meet something in your brain was like,
when you meet him at the bar, and I feel like, I mean, you know, because I'm a real special guy, I think I always know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But some of these are crafty, you know? They
some of these are crafty.
They can be hard to spot. So maybe like at the bar, or like if you're fucking drunk, you know, you're making out, maybe you don't know. But like, I know guys who are like, yeah, I had sex and I didn't know until after. I'm like, no. Like once you get
you've never
down
met
there,
a girl that was so cool.
Yeah.
That the first time you fucked her, she was like, my ass only.
Yeah.
That's not how cool chicks work.
Ty Rivera has a joke. He's like the same thing where it's like people are like, oh, I couldn't tell. It's like, He goes, oh, so a girl who's like only in my mouth or my butt. Like, no one says that. Like, yeah, like, he's like, no chicks.
That sounds like a really cool guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I have no problem with it. I just like,
I don't care. It's not for me. I don't like wieners.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's my whole thing. Yeah. I don't like wieners.
I don't like wieners.
And I've seen, I've met even some trans women that like, from here to here is even attractive, even though that's a little masculine of a jawline,
sure,
or maybe your shoulders are a little broad or whatever. But like, there's some chicks built like that,
buddy, I'm from the Midwest.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Like, and also if we were to put up a lineup of the women I've slept with in my life, you would be like, boy, boy, boy. Yeah. Like, so it's not like I've got some crazy standards. It's just for me sexually that as soon as my brain is like,
well, the wiener
penis.
Yeah.
Then I'm out.
Yeah. It's funny. Cause like, I've gotten, all right, we'll get into it. I've gotten people have told me I'm wrong for this. Cause like, I think if you're a straight guy and you have sex with a trans woman, I'm not saying it makes you gay, but a little bit.
It's bi.
But a little, yeah, okay, exactly.
It's something. You are not in the gender, in the sexuality spectrum of super gay to super straight. You moved this way.
Yeah. Well, because I knew a guy.
You had sex with someone with a penis.
I had a buddy who used to like to bang trans chicks. And I was like, oh, you're like a little gay. And he's like, no, it's not gay at all. And he was telling me a story one time where his girl was on top of him riding him. And his her wiener was like slapping him in the tummy.
Ah!
Like when they go up and down. And I'm like, yeah, that's a little gay. Like,
that's a lot of gay.
There's a wiener slapping you in the belly. Like, that's a.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fuck a boat with a rudder. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so, and again, not, there's anything wrong with it, but I'm like, yeah, it makes you bi. People get it weird when you say they're gay, but like, it's. There's a wiener slapping you in the belly. That would freak me out so much.
Yeah, every time maybe that I'm a prude, I don't see. Know. A person that is like being interviewed or like they're doing a podcast or whatever it is where they're talking about how they are a straight man that has sex with trans women and they don't think it's gay. The way they are talking about it feels the exact same as everyone that's in an open relationship talking how they don't mind.
Right. Yeah.
I love that she sleeps with other men. It makes me so happy that she's doing that. And I just want her to have a great time.
It's a good analogy.
Of course, she's getting railed out.
Yeah.
She's getting filled up like a urinal at a baseball game. I mean, she is just taking loads left and right. And I love that for her.
She's banging the whole offensive line.
Yeah.
Great.
And there's just tears coming down. I was like, I love it. Yeah. It's like, sure, buddy, you're straight. You didn't know there was a penis. Yes, you did. And that's okay that you were, that's my whole thing is that we need acceptance. It's when I say something's gay and it's bad, it has nothing to do with sexuality. It has to do with, that's how I grew up calling stuff.
I know.
And I really do try to make an effort to use different terms.
Oh, dude.
Instead of calling it gay, I'll say it's retarded. Like I'm being progressive.
That's my favorite sound. That's my favorite sound clip. You got to clip that. That's amazing.
I
oh my God. This is so good.
Yeah. I want everybody to be able to fuck whatever they want. And like, it doesn't matter if you want to get classified or whatever, but I need to have a meaningful way of describing what I am for mating purposes, as does everyone else. So if you want to fuck trans chicks, just be like, I'm open to that.
Right.
Just say
no
that.
No one cares.
Part.
Yeah. Like no one. That's the thing. That's the thing too. It's like,
I mean, we're not going to be friends, but right, like, no one cares.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll accept you. I mean, I'll make fun of you as soon as you leave the room. Yeah, but I mean, I'll accept you.
To your face. Yeah. To your face. I'm not a bad person. Yeah. I'm going to be mean to your face.
Dude, it's funny because like you said, like growing up, that's just how we, like literally driving here, you're like, yo, there's traffic. I'm like, yeah, I got in it too. And you're like, gay. And I go, super duper gay.
Yeah.
We're like, and it's so my.
No one in traffic was sucking.
No.
You know what? There was no rainbow parade. Mm-mm. Like all, no one was reading books to children's. It was not gay.
But
it's
weird because that's just how, like you said, like, growing up, I don't know, man. I just called everything gay. And I know, like, you know, we're times are different and we're growing and I'm all about, like, you know. I remember, like, I kind of gave up on it now, but I remember really trying to make an effort because, like, my aunt's a lesbian. And she goes, we don't like when you, you know, if you're saying, like, something's, you're like, oh, traffic's bad. And you say traffic's gay. Then in our minds, you're saying gay is bad. And I'm like, you're looking way too into that. And I'm like, it's just gay. Also, like, if I walk down the street and there's, like, two guys holding hands and I went, gay, like, that's mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but if it's like, you know,
unless I'm friends with both of them,
in
which case it's hilarious. Yeah.
But if, you know, but if my friend's like, you know, like, can I borrow your jacket? I'm like, gay, dude. Like, that's be cold, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, also here.
Dude, one of the funniest. All right. I almost had an aneurysm. I laughed so hard at this. So I was when I was living down in South Florida, I was waiting tables at this place. And it was like this downtown, like beach neighborhood. And I'm working the patio. So I'm taking this guy's order. And it's like a 60-year-old guy and like his 30-year-old son. And I'm taking their order. And I see the dad. He keeps like looking, like, because the street's behind me. He keeps like looking past me, like over my shoulder or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I turn around and I see a guy walking with his clearly like super autistic, like adult son.
Uh-huh.
Like the kid's like, he's all fucked up, you know? And he's holding his hand. He's like, come on. And like they're walking. And I turn and I see that. And I'm like, is that what the guy's looking at? I turn back around And the old man goes, get a load of those faggots. And it was just, it was the most insane thing I've heard from a stranger. Drop the hard, you know, F on me. Like, and I, bro, I had an aneurysm. I was laughing so hard. And the kid, the guy's son was like, oh, fucking dad, stop it. He was all embarrassed. And I'm like, no. This guy, your soup's on me. Yeah. Like, this guy, that was the funniest thing. Oh.
There's
but the balls to do that to a stranger. And I mean, he couldn't have done it to a better guy. I thought it was hilarious. But
yeah.
I knew he was clearly making a joke. But like, just one of those like perfect timing, like, because I'm like, why? He's like, looking at him, I'm like, what the fuck? I see it. Turn back around. He goes, got a little of these. I'm like, God damn it. That was good. But I didn't feel like he was hateful. He's making a joke.
So that's the thing.
What do you feel
me
about this? Like, can you make mean jokes? And
I think it depends on the audience. So he took a risk,
yeah,
and it happened to pan out perfectly.
It.
That it was you and someone with a sense of humor.
I talk about this guy once a month.
Yeah,
this guy rules.
So like, he crushed it, but he could have made that joke to like a young gay server that was having a tough day.
Yeah.
And then that ruins his whole day.
Right.
Because then he's like, my brother's autistic and
right,
and
right,
I'm gay. And so my parents are really sad.
It's a tough life.
You know, or whatever. Yeah, but,
which kid do they hate more?
Yeah. It's like, God, both are going to hell.
Yeah, but, right. So,
no, it's just to me,
this
like
took a turn from talking about food, huh?
When you're with your friends, and especially when you're around comedians, I have no sacred cows. There's no things that you can't talk about. There's nothing, because there's an understanding that what we're saying is meant as funny. And no matter how offensive or fucked up it is, that is taken into account with how funny it is. Like, sometimes people just say the most awful possible thing you could say in a
right
situation. And that is what is so funny about it.
I know. Now,
and
so
that's my favorite kind
so
of humor.
I agree with you. And I had someone tell me this one time. They're like, well, not like I'm broken, but they're like, you're a little warped because like you shouldn't think those things are funny. And I'm like, I don't have to tell you. I do.
Going up to someone and be like, well, you
funny
shouldn't think men are hot.
Right.
Well, I was born this way.
I was born this way. Yeah.
This is what
this isn't a choice.
Yeah. There wasn't like
that
some
I think
time.
Things,
in like,
things are funny.
I have a distinct memory the day after 9/11. The day after 9/11, I was in fifth grade during 9/11.
Let's do this.
9/11 happens, and it was the morning, obviously. And one of my classmates was late, so she knew what happened, and like someone said her dad was a pilot, so we all thought like, oh, Keely's dad died in 9/11, you know?
Right.
And we're all like, oh my God, there's going to be a war, and there's planes that hit the building. I have two very distinct memories attached to 9/11. The first is waiting for all of my family to stop sitting around the TV and watching it so they would go to sleep so I could jerk off to Girls Gone Wild commercials.
Standard, yeah.
And then the next day at school, when we were out at recess, my school is pretty close to an airport, and a plane was flying by, and I went, look out! Very funny. Very funny for a little 10-year-old to be like, look out! At a plane. Furious. On campus suspension, immediately in trouble.
Whoa, fuck.
And like a big problem. And it to me, it was like, why is everyone like, obviously the plane wasn't gonna hit us.
Sure.
Like, what did I say that was so bad? Who is no one here was affected by this. All those people died super far away from us. Like even if you know, like someone of yours did die in 9/11, like, can you not just see the silliness of a child going, oh, plane building.
Yeah.
And so to me, like that's where my sense of humor came from. And I don't really have any inclination to change it because it's made so many terrible situations so much better.
Well, I always said this, like, life is horrible, right? And it's unrelenting. It's never going to stop. It's just, there's just pain and misery in this world constantly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't stop it. So you can, one of two ways, man, you can be jovial, find light in it, make fun. We're making fun, you know, make fun of something and take the teeth out of it a little bit. Or you can be super serious and it's going to dwell on it. And it's sad and depressed. Like my mom, my whole life's been in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And like, I'll make a bunch of fucking wheelchair jokes. I don't give a shit. Like it's, I remember we were.
Is it because her legs are wheelie bad?
Yeah,
they're really bad.
Yes. Yeah, funny.
Yeah,
it doesn't, dude. I.
That's not funny. I don't think you have a leg to stand on.
No, yeah, dude. I'll make jokes to my mom's face. Like, well, yeah. I'll be visiting her. You know what I'm saying? And she'll be like saying something like, "Ma, sit down. Shut the fuck up." You know, like it just like it's just goofs, man. You know,
yeah.
Like, but like, so I could sit there and like every time I heard someone do a handicap joke, I could be like, "My mom's in a wheelchair." Who, by the way? Guy who says this joke, never met my mom, doesn't fucking know me, isn't trying to hurt me. You know, it's like, or I could just be like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Things are funny. You know what I'm saying? Like,
free parking, bitch. You know, yeah. Like, whatever. Yeah. Like,
I'm kind of fat. I got a little wiener. You know what I'm saying? So am I supposed to get mad if everyone makes fun of like fat guys or whatever, you know, or like just, I don't know.
Right after my divorce, I went to Denver and I may have told the story on the pod before. So, fuck you if I did. But that wasn't to you, Justin. That was to the viewers. Viewers, fuck you. I went to Denver and I opened for Dylan Sullivan at Denver Comedy Underground. It just so happened that I had a friend in Denver who had seen me here in Austin and then told his whole like work group in Denver, like, hey, this guy's so funny. You got to come see him. So he brings like 15 people to the show to come see me. And I'm like, holy shit, which if it's your first time in a city, that's bonkers to have happen. So I'm featuring for Dylan and I do really great. And then Dylan goes up to do his headline set and he's doing some crowd work. And so he asks like these people, this first table, like, oh, well, you know, why are, how'd you hear about the show tonight? And they go, oh, we're friends of Mike's. And then he's like, oh, well, fuck you. And then he goes to another table, same thing. And then he's like, all right, fine. And then he finds like a table, not in the front row. And he goes, I swear to God. And then they like kind of sheepishly laugh. They're like, oh, we came here because like he somehow 3 for 3s it.
Wow.
And they're like, oh, we're here for Mike. And Dylan goes, oh yeah, everybody loves Mike except his wife. It has been 48 hours since we separated.
That's good stuff.
And I was in the back of the room and I fell onto the ground. I like blacked out for half a second. I almost died because of how hard I laughed at that moment.
Yeah.
If anyone should have been offended, it should have been me in that moment. Something that I'm keeping pretty secret, something that's like private that I'm not telling anybody about, something that just happened and it's very sad. And it was the funniest fucking possible thing he could have said. Oh, like, what am I going to get offended by? My friend cares enough about me to make a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like what is the worst thing that happens from that joke? I get sad again.
Yeah.
Like
it's also weird. We're like, I think it's kind of a weak mindset to have. We're like, if you go to a maybe it's such a nerve with us because we're comics, but like, you go to a comedy show and someone goes, bop, 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 retard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like,
that's not words.
Man, like yeah.
This guy might be retarded.
Yeah. And you're like, which, by the way, that's my bit, so don't steal it. but if you go, hey, my cousin has Down syndrome and now I'm offended, you know, like, I can understand that there's hurt and stuff like that. It's a fucked up situation, but like, dude, you gotta know like that guy didn't know your cousin had fucking Down syndrome. I remember I made, and I don't do them anymore because I mean I just don't think they're that funny. But I remember I was early in comedy. I made a what I thought was a hilarious rape joke. But I'd tell a joke, and here's a joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
The joke is this is years ago. I'm watching a football game with my buddy and it's a playoff game and the Steelers are playing and he's never watched football. He doesn't know anything about it. And they call him Ben Roethlisberger, Big Ben. They go, oh, Big Ben is his nickname. And they go, oh, my buddy goes, do they call him Big Ben? Cause he has a big dick. And I was like, oh, you know nothing about this guy. That guy's like an accused rapist. He doesn't have to have a big dick. Every dick feels huge if you force it in someone against their will.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I go, no one's been in the middle of a rape and tried to dick shame someone. Like, is it in yet, little boy? Yeah. Like, so that's a joke, right? Not great, but I tell
it's kind of funny.
It's all right. I was like 4 years into comedy, you know, whatever. So I think it's funny. I tell a joke, get off stage, go out for a cigarette. This chick, 22 years old, beelining it for me. She's got the shaved head, the blue hair. I mean, I see it coming from a mile away. She walks up, she goes, you can't say that. And I just start playing dumb. I'm like, say what? Which joke? I'm like, which one? You know, I know what she's talking about. And she goes, not even her, but she goes, my cousin got raped and that's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no,
well, that one wasn't.
Yeah. I go, it's not funny that your cousin got raped. I go, but I'm just making a joke. You know, like, and I go, first of all, I didn't rape your cousin. I don't know your cousin. I don't Like, why are you projecting that? Like, it's weird to like see a show and then like make it about yourself. You know what I'm saying? It was a weird. And I always was like, why do people do that? Why do people look to get offended almost? You know, like
I also have in all of the shows and all of the offensive things I've said, I've never had anybody that was a member of the group tell me they were offended by the joke.
Right.
It's always somebody that is once in a satellite.
From, right.
Yeah. It's no one with Down syndrome's coming up after my show. Like, that's me. You know, it's always their caretaker. That's well, like,
those guys rule, dude.
Yeah, they're guys awesome. Are
laughing at everything.
I had, dude, it was so funny. So when I filmed the special that I did at the ballroom,
mm-hmm.
So I was supposed to do 20 minutes. I ended up doing 27.
I was there for it.
Cause I was having a great set. Yeah. And like, I remember when I got off stage thinking like, this might be it. I might've just made it. I just crushed this recording. Oh, my, like I can do this. I'm a comedian. Like I got off a plane. Darian picked me up from the airport and drove me straight to the venue. Yeah. I didn't even have time to change.
And you close it out too. Yeah. There's three specials being filmed tonight. You went last. I was there. It's great.
So I'm on top of the world
yeah.
and I'm feeling so happy. And all these people and my friends are out there and they're being so supportive and I'm giving hugs. And like 20 minutes after it's ended, like, I'm still riding the high, but it's starting to, you know, kind of ebb down.
It's fleeting.
And I'm standing out front. With my friend Glenn Rose, and Glenn has been a friend of mine since the beginning of comedy. And Glenn, even though they're non-binary and pretty progressive, they've always been very supportive of my edgy stuff and have been like a big supporter of me since I started comedy. So Glenn is saying some very nice things to me. And then this girl with Glenn comes up and goes, you know, it's really not okay to joke about rape. And I immediately am like, oh, I think that was someone else.
Yeah.
I don't have any rape
Did you not do a rape joke?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's even better.
I was like,
Adam Lucky was on that show. Yeah. It's all rape jokes.
Yeah,
she thought you were Adam.
And I was like,
oh, that's worse.
I don't have any rape jokes. And she goes, yeah, you joked about being raped. And I go, what? And she goes, you said you blacked out on Xanax
and
you woke up and your ass hurt.
Right.
And I was like, wait, so the joke that maybe my ass hurt after a blackout was bad is a rape joke? And she goes, well, you were blacked out. You can't consent.
Oh,
and I was like, holy
God.
Shit. So you're defended on my behalf.
By the way,
in my story.
I've also never consented to sex once. It's just always assumed.
Yeah.
I'm in. like, let's do it. Like, have you ever said like, yes, I consent, young lady? Like,
no,
me might have done some weird dominatrix stuff.
I know it sucks because I'm such a gross boy. I'm like, I bet someone made me say it.
Yeah, maybe. The funny thing about that, the funny thing about all that is like,
oh, I know which one. Yeah.
I
banged this girl that was my secretary for a while.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
she wasn't when we banged, but
sure.
But when she was my secretary, I used to have to give her rides to work every now and then. And so like I had picked her up at her parents' house.
You used a position of power, son of a bitch.
No. So like 3 or 4 years later, we're hanging out and we go and drink and we end up banging by the lake. And then she's like, hey, is it okay if you like pretend to be my dad? And
whoa.
I was like, wow.
Like stepdad or
like
my dad?
What are you? And she's like, I'm just going to call you dad. And you pretend I'm your daughter. And I was like, pretty sauced up and she was pretty hot. So I was like, I'll try it, you know? And so I'm pounded in there and she goes, yeah, dad.
Not even daddy. Like,
no,
dad.
But when she said dad,
oof,
it clicked something in my brain to remember picking her up like from her dad's house 4 years ago. And she goes, yeah, dad. I'm like, oh, Greg. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
Just instant boner killer.
Man, I thought this story was going the other way. I thought you were gonna be like, and I was into it.
Love it.
Who's your never came so hard in my life. The funny thing about people getting offended at jokes is
dad?
Oh man.
Can't have dessert till you finish all your cum.
Oh, God.
Hey, you dig this cream pie. You go up to your room and think about it.
Oh my God. Oh jeez. Is your homework done? She's blowing you. Yikes. Yeah, see, that's funny. But if somebody was like offended, like, my dad fucked me once, I'd be like, all right, well.
But his dick didn't feel small.
Yeah, right. big old dad dick. The thing about people getting offended at jokes is, and it's contrary to popular belief, you're not a bad human being. I'm not a bad human being. I genuinely.
Wait, so why is that popular belief? Well, <Jeez. yeah. laughs> contrary to popular belief, we are not. Well, I mean, bad people. You know, I mean,
let me
people
look this up.
But I'm saying, like, that lady thing, or the, people think, like, if I say a joke, I'm a bad guy. Like, dude, I genuinely. Genuinely do not want anyone to be upset when I'm on stage. I'm trying to bring levity and joy. Like, I don't want to upset people. Dude, when I think of an edgy joke, we carefully try to craft it and be like, okay, how can I actually say it where it's not going to hurt people's feelings? You know, we don't want to hurt people's feelings, but also comedy is kind of pushing the edge. If I just did a bunch of jokes about traffic, it's like, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta say fucking wild shit.
I hate Jerry Seinfeld, but
yeah, I mean, I like the show. Oh yeah, we've don't even get me started again.
I'll make you so mad.
I forgot we've done this.
I almost got you, dude.
Oh, don't bait me in this.
No, I, you know, like it's an interesting dance because what I have found is that the older I get and the more experience I have in comedy, the edginess is still there. But now it's there's like a technicality to figuring out how you can do that without hurting someone. And me, I have no problem saying the word retarded.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should have a problem with the word retarded. I think it's totally fine.
I thought you were retarded the first time I met you.
Most people do. Yeah. Most people do. Yeah, I got big tart energy. Yeah. But
you were eating ice cream like, oh. Yeah. I was like, this guy's happy, sweaty.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm wearing ice cream sweatpants right now.
And a choco taco hat. I'm like, this guy's retarded. Yeah. He's got fucking tattoos of food on him.
Yeah. Like that doesn't scream mentally well. But I also, I have 4 minutes of jokes about people with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And if I just call them retarded for 4 minutes, it does sound mean-spirited.
Sure.
Just from an audience perspective. However, if I just say person with Down syndrome, the correct term that is APA approved or fucking whatever, it is verbally very dense.
Yeah.
And just from a art standpoint,
people don't get
if
that.
I tell the joke with the word person with Down syndrome, Down syndrome, Down syndrome, Down syndrome, Down syndrome, it's clunky.
Clunky, it doesn't flow. People don't get comedy. Unfortunately, I didn't mean to cut you up. Retard is a funny comedy word.
It's great.
So is zucchini. If I did a joke that has the word zucchini in it, it's funny.
It's fun to say.
Right.
Also, I don't eat zucchini, but there's random stuff I don't eat, but enough butter maybe. But so
what about squash?
The thing is, butternut squash is great.
Good,
but like I found that I don't have a disposition against saying retard, but I will try to say it less so that when I say it, it matters. So when I do the joke, I will say people with Down syndrome. And then I will try not to mention the disability and just talk about them for as long as possible and then say retarded when I've built up a case for why it's okay for me to say it. But I've established empathy and I've established I know the inroads of the community. I'm not punching down. I am remarking on. It's observational. It's not, you know, I'm not roasting. I'm like, not look at these fucking retards. They're so dumb.
Right.
It's like, hey, can we appreciate that there are people with Down syndrome that are influencers making more money than anyone in this room?
Dude,
simply for the fact that we're like, oh, look.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you're the biggest supporter. By the way, if anyone should be on trial, it should be those people's parents who are exploiting them on fucking Instagram. But yeah, it's fun content.
That's the thing that's so crazy to me is that like I'm talking about something, bringing awareness to something. And because I say a word that you don't like, you are equating that with something terrible.
Yeah.
Whereas people that are actually worsening the quality of life for people, no qualms with it.
That's the thing though. Cause like if you go to a grocery store and the kid bagging your groceries has Down syndrome and he puts like the eggs in the bottom and then so and you go, hey, what are you fucking retarded? That makes you a monster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
you already knew.
But,
why are you asking dumb questions?
But speaking of eggs, I one time until maybe this is okay, I'll say it.
Yeah.
Until about maybe 3 years ago. I thought that maybe if you incubated like an egg you bought at the store, it could grow a chicken.
Yeah.
So that's retarded.
Yeah.
Like if you heard me say that, you'd be like, Matt, you're retarded.
The way
like,
you said 3 years ago makes me feel it was about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, it was on the way over here. Yeah. No, it's the funniest thing. It's when me and Tim were doing a podcast and I have a clip I'll show you. But you see it happen in live time. So I'm like, oh, yeah, you just like sit on the eggs, whatever. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, he's like, you could like incubate. He's like, what do you think Like, I thought, and then he starts explaining to me, he's like, those are basically just like chicken periods, you know what I'm saying? They're not, they don't have to fertilize. And I'm just like, wow. And then he's like, you're retarded.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, but it's also kind of nice to find out you haven't been eating chicken cummies.
Yeah, I'd actually, you know what? This is going to sound crazy. Don't really like eggs.
That's fair.
They have rules. I'll eat eggs on like a break, like a sandwich, you know, like a big leg and cheese. You know,
you don't like it wet.
I just don't like eggs on a plate.
Interesting.
By the way, if it's like an omelet or like an eggs Benny, but like just like you're at home, you like scramble up some eggs. I don't like them.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a texture thing. I think it's a weird.
So does it matter if they're dry or wet scramble?
I like a real hard scramble.
So you like it like the sponginess of the eggs. It's all one big piece.
Yeah. Like, and it's crazy because I know, like, I'll cook eggs for like my girl. Like, and I know, like, I watched like some Gordon Ramsay video, but it's true. Like low heat, take it off, stir them. Like, I know how to make a real nice fluffy egg, you know? I would never eat it. I don't like it.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's when I get. That's when I get. By the way, I could say retard on stage. I could fucking punch a tranny in the mouth. You want people to fucking hate you? Tell them you don't like eggs.
Yeah.
People do not accept me for that.
No.
they'll try to tell, oh, you haven't had eggs the right way. I'm like, I'll eat eggs. Ish. But like,
there's just some texture stuff that just like.
Mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Don't like the mouthfeel.
Dude, sometimes my tism kicks up. I hate when I eat something and there is an unexpected texture in it. I have, I had a really nice, it just closed down, but my favorite Japanese gastropub in Fort Worth. There's this place called Shinjuku Station. They did like okonomiyaki and they did like hot rock steak. And they had black garlic
roll. Garlic rules.
It was a sushi roll. And it had like a salmon roe on it. And it was, you know, just like a good, nice roll. And I took a bite out of it and it had carrot in it, which I don't mind. I don't mind carrot at all. I like it. But I was not anticipating the crunch. And I bit down on the crunch and I had to like spit the whole thing out and then could not eat the rest of the roll. Even though I now knew what was in it, just my brain clicked off at that and was like, you don't eat that.
Yeah. So you weren't wearing that hat when that happened? Because that would think you were a retard if I saw it back. Yeah.
Oh, man. There's been a lot of stuff that I've done. That you'd be like,
oh, dude, you look who you're talking to.
Yeah. That guy's. Oh, yeah, there's no one there. Yeah.
I'm not that smart. Yeah. Like,
what, the pillow?
Is there a dude? Pillows are people too.
It's also like kind of the other night when we were at the Stray Pirate Bar, Stray Dog Pirate Bar, there's two of my friends that were there. And they're both, they're both very gorgeous women.
Nice.
Very beautiful.
Nice.
But they both have very unique noses. Like one of them has a fairly large nose. Another one has kind of a bend to it. They're just unique, but they're still very gorgeous ladies. And they were talking about something. And I said, wow, it's really a Schnozriel versus Inhalestein.
Wow. That's better than people give that credit to. That's pretty good. Schnozriel versus Inhalestein. Wow.
Did they not enjoy it? No, they did.
Everybody
laughed and was like, that's fucking incredible. But the people at the tables next to us were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, because it's so great because it's multi-layered. You're making fun of these women right to their face. And then you're also just poo-pooing on the whole human suffering over there.
Yeah.
Which is really good. Yeah, I like that.
It's saying the worst thing here and there.
Yeah.
And here is where they meet.
It's like a turducken of offensiveness. I like that. Yeah.
I offended people.
If you just threw a black thing in there or something like that.
Oh, I mean, my God. I just drop a soft A after it.
Oh, boy.
That, speaking of comedy words, is there a better comedy word?
No, it's so me and Tim will do a lot of writing together and he's like,
can you just say it?
Well, he'll be like, oh God, it flies. No, but he'll be like, fuck, this is like missing something. I'm like, the N-word. Yeah, that's what the joke's missing. Cause just say it's a great word. I think
it's really because it is the most taboo word.
Yeah.
It's the worst word.
It's also
you can
just
say.
So multi-purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, you can use it into, I mean, by the way, if it wasn't so great, why do all the black comics say it 30 times in their set? Because it's great.
Well, and it's also, if you think about who has done the coolest and most interesting things with language.
Black people.
For the last 40, 50 years.
Black people do the coolest things in everything, dude.
They have been crushing the competition at how cool. And then not only do they take the word, but then they combine it with other cool words. And you're like, whoa.
Dude, black people come. Me and Tim were talking about this. Have an ass is one of the best things. Like, oh, ice cream, have an ass, motherfucker. Like, have an ass.
Have an ass and look an ass are both.
Look an ass, have an ass. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. They're good. They're good, dude.
They're good.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting thing. I one of my favorite.
That is one thing, though. I don't think I would like it if a white comic was up there dropping even Soft Days. Or it wouldn't sit right with me. I'd be like, it's a little.
It does bother me. There was.
Yeah. Or like when white comics are like, they'll write a joke and they say it there. I'm like, why'd you? And they're like, oh, I'll say it. Like, they're. Like, it's a badge of honor. I'm like, cool. All right, yeah.
Yeah, earn it.
By the way, I'm not offended. I'm offended more as a comic than like.
As a person. Yeah. Like, I'm not like that. You shouldn't say that word. Yeah. It's like, why? Bad joke.
Yeah. Not good.
It's interesting where like the levels are. There's a guy, and I wish I could remember his name, but he was on Sam Hyde's Fish Tank. And he's a younger Mexican kid. He's probably 22, 23. He's from Oakland. And he did his show here at Vulcan. And it was the second word out of his mouth with a hard R.
Ooh.
And it was like, whoa,
hard R.
That's
in what context? That's crazy.
What was the first word?
Hello. Hello. And then it was plural. So it was grammatically correct, at least. But it was still like, whoa.
It's weird, though, in Austin, because probably maybe one black guy in the room.
Which also makes it worse.
Right.
Which also makes it worse. But then. He continued to use it through. So the first one, I'm like, oh, not a good look, bud.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ouch. And it's also one of those things where you see a young person use it and you're like, I remember being 16. You know, I remember Call of Duty Lobby. I remember hanging out with the boys and someone says it. And then you're like, oh, I said it, you know, and that was peak humor. But you grow and you get more complex. And so I heard that and I was like, oh, buddy, all right, what are you doing? And then he continued to tell stories and you could tell that the soft A version of it was not only part of his vernacular, but that he had never been checked by a black person for the way he was using it because he wasn't using it inappropriately. There is a subsect of Mexican and Puerto Rican people that just let soft A's fly.
Yeah.
And they're not using it in a hateful way. They're using it in a slang way, the same way they use ese or like way, you know, like it's just like an extra amigo kind of thing in there. And so, like, I watched music, and he didn't need it, and it didn't add any comedic value, but it didn't upset me or seem to upset anyone else that he was doing it, because that was just the way he talked.
So, I had a buddy who was he's a Hispanic guy, and he would always drop the soft A's, and he would be like, oh, I got an N-word pass, man, I grew up in the hood, and I knew this guy. I'm like, dude, you're softer than baby poo. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then anytime a black guy would come around, he would never say it.
Yes, that's when it bothers me.
But like if he was hanging out with like me and three other white guys, he'd be like, oh, he would drop it like every other fucking word.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we'd be like somewhere, especially because like he was a comic, I know. So we'd be out like doing shows in like a city and be like a lot of black people around. And then he would never say it. And I'm like, so
what? Where's your pass?
It's weird, man. Because I'm like, yeah, because you'll get fucking mushed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know.
The other side of it, though,
it's a weird thing. Like, cause and he wanted to say it so bad. I'm like, where does that come from? Like, why do you want to?
My favorite version of this, though, is CJ the Black Jesus, not CJ Landry, but CJ the Black Jesus.
I don't think I know CJ the Black Jesus.
He's a fucking amazing guy.
I was like, because CJ says it all the time.
CJ, the other night we were. Was watching Nether Hour at WTF Ice House. And then
rule.
CJ was like, come over to Wild. I'm DJing. And so CJ is a big, tall, huge black guy, the Black Jesus. And he's DJing and he's up in the DJ booth and we're in a pretty empty bar. And two black guys walk into the bar and he goes, what's up? Hard R's.
Yeah.
But he says it in his whitest voice over the speaker.
Pretty good.
And then they're like,
yeah.
And then they see him and they're like, ah. But he's just walking up to girl, like white girls at the bar, like, you want to say, you can say it. I'll let you say it. And it's so fun to watch that version of it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, ooh.
It's weird because like, are there like white guys out there that are like dying to say it? And they like, oh, I can't, like, I don't ever want to say that word. Like it doesn't ever. Like,
it really doesn't come up.
The amount of times I've said it in my life, and it's always in like some goofball-y, you know, if someone's making a joke, like, it's just, yeah, that's not, it's weird. Cause like, I'm a big, like, yeah, you know, you can say whatever you want, but like, nothing in me wants to start dropping the
N-bomb. There's nothing
care.
About like, it's it
not,
that, yeah. It for me, like,
look at how good of people we are.
Yeah. See? Yeah. No, but like, Louis C.K. has the joke about it, where he's talking about he thought it about the guy that made his coffee. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't
about?
Know this joke. It sounds pretty hard to pull off.
It is. It's very hard to pull off, but he talks about how he doesn't like when people say the phrase the N-word.
Okay.
Because you're just making me say in my head.
In your head? Right,
and,
right.
And like, he handled that, but to me, that was the last time that it needed to
be. He was dropping
said.
The word in the joke? Yeah. Okay.
But it's like, that's the last time it needed to be said by a white guy on stage, because he did it in such a way that is hilarious and is funny and is pointing out the hypocrisy of it and finding a way to still say it without saying it. But it's, there's not anything more complex or better to be said from a comedic standpoint about the word.
Right.
I don't have any more observations about the word that are better or funnier than
no.
that. So
I will say this,
he's retired.
Adam had Lucky had a funny like one liner. He's like, I wrote this. He's like, I can never say it on stage, but he goes, yeah, I asked my black friend if I could say it, you know, say the N word. And he goes, yeah, but you got to put an A on it. And he's like, okay, you are A. And he says the hard R. It's very funny. Yeah, funny. See, look at that.
Yeah.
But he's like, I can never say it on stage, you know.
Of course
like, yeah,
not. Of
but
course
like,
not.
But like, that's something, you know. You just tell a guy in a bar or something. It's funny. It's light.
And,
like, yeah. Like,
and if you are like, if man, I don't know. That's a tough one because so. And this is where it also gets interesting to me is I don't have any baggage tied to any words. Like even fat, I got bullied for being fat relentlessly growing up, and it was, you know, a nightmare. Whatever, wanted to kill myself. Blah 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 blah. But. But it was more because like them saying that I was fat was true. And it was like, oh, I'm fat. This sucks. No one's ever going to love me. I'm going to die alone. I'm
right.
going to die early and alone. I'm so fat. This is sad. And then like I found self-acceptance and self-esteem and I moved past it. So now when people call me fat, it's not really like it doesn't bother me anymore. So like they never were an N-word. So it's like you know, they wasn't true the whole time. You
yeah.
know?
But, well, that bit from Sticks and Stones, Dave Chappelle's thing.
Yeah.
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 He's like, well, Renee, I'm not a, you know, like, yeah. That's fucking genius, dude. Like, that's hilarious.
So there was a point, and I was having this discussion with a couple of comics that were different races, none of which were white. And they were explaining that, like, for racial slurs, specific slurs, even when they're like silly fun ones, that there are.
Those are my favorite slurs, the silly fun ones.
Yeah. But there are, like, memories that those people have. That are specifically tied to the first time that they realized they weren't like everyone else, or
right.
that they first time that they felt alienated and alone.
Right.
And that word is tied very heavily to that. So for them, there is baggage with that situation. And so hearing that brings up a point that sucks so bad for them that no matter how funny of a joke you're saying, you're just going to lose them because
right.
it takes them back to being 12 and bullied.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, I'll sit here and I'll say, like, man, people can say whatever they want on stage. I don't say any, not one slur. I say retarded in one joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I refer to, I say retarded ass gene pool, referring to my girl's family. But, but that's the only... It's the only slur I'll ever say.
It's even better as I know exactly what joke
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Too.
But it's funny because I still will sit there and say, hey, people can say whatever they want, and you're gonna learn. You're gonna turn people off, or you're not. Like that's the thing. If you go up there, and you're just like N-word, retard, fucking homo. Like it's like you're not gonna get laughs. You're not gonna succeed. Like so. Do I think the guy's the right though? Like, sure, you know. Do I think he should get offended? But like, it's more that it's just not funny than it's like offensive to me. But you know, maybe it's easy for me to say that as a fucking white dude. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like,
that's the part too, is you forget that white privilege is real.
Oh, I don't forget that at all. Yeah,
like, I forget it because I'm just soaked in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, dripping.
Yeah, it's like when you're in a room temperature pool. You're like, am I in the water? Am
yeah,
I not?
Yeah.
This is nice. But
no, anytime a cop's around, I'm like, oh yeah,
oh yeah, I'm
right.
safe.
Yeah,
yeah. But that was the crux of that conversation was that saying it on stage, saying slurs specifically on stage is a not a dog whistle because everybody hears it, but it is a symbol to, especially if people laugh, that it's okay to use those kind of words. And that has a lasting effect off stage that's not okay. And right. That's where the problem is. It's not that what you said on stage is deeply problematic and that people shouldn't be in charge of their own emotions and that you being offended is you being offended, not right. them giving you offense. Like, that is all true. But what is also true is that by me going up there from a position of power and a funny, likable guy, and then I'm saying that word, now you're okay. Like, oh, I'm going to say that tomorrow at work to my buddies. Right, that'll be right, hilarious.
Right. Yeah.
If you can find, but and that was... shout out Zahid Deji for pointing this out. And it, but he's like, you know, what ruins racism is all of those racists. You know, it would be so nice to do funny, casual racism with my friends, but all the racists out there are going to ruin it for me.
I also think there's a difference between a racist joke and a racial joke. You know what I'm saying? If you're being racist,
the bread and butter of the white argument.
Right, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on, let me explain. That's gonna be. But if you're racist, like, people can feel people's intentions. Like, I used to do this joke where I was like, I don't think this is racist. I think it's a racial joke. I used to do a joke where I used to sell cars, and I noticed that black people and white people have like a different way of like spending money. Mm-hmm. Like, white people will brag about how much money they saved. You know what I'm saying? They love, like, I'd sell a guy a car and he'd go home and he'd be like, Tom, yeah, I saved $13,000 off the sticker price. Black people love bragging about how much money they spent. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, nice jeans, spent $13,000 on these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and it's just it's a dumb joke, but it was just a racial observation. I don't think that's racist. But if you go up there and you're like, fucking, maybe black people.
No wonder they're so poor. They're bragging about how much money they spent.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you don't have a dad or something like that. Now you're getting racist. And it just makes everyone uncomfortable. It's not funny. But I always think, like, funny wins. If something's funny and it has levity and it's light, people will.
Dude, I'll bring it back around. So when I first moved to Austin in 2015, I lived in North Austin. And there is a McDonald's on Breaker that was like my saving grace at 2-3 a.m. for food. Was the only thing that was open in that area because it's very residential and suburban. It's the fuck, I can't even think of the name of that area up there. It's where the Trader Joe's is up north, the Arboretum. So so there's like really nothing there. So I'd go to that McDonald's, and every time I'd go, I'd try to get a McFlurry. Ice cream machine's down. Ice cream, we're cleaning the ice cream machine, no McFlurries. And one night, I was driving through the drive-thru, and the guy in front, I didn't even bother with a McFlurry because it was 3 a.m. The ice cream machine's down.
Always broken.
And I see the guy in front of me reach out and grab a McFlurry. And he got it from her. But what I also noticed is that he was a black guy and he was reaching for the McFlurry. So the next night, I pulled up to the window and I stayed leaned back where they probably couldn't see me. I go, yo, let me get a McFlurry. And the lady's like, be $2.79 first window.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, whoa, if you order a black voice, the ice cream machine doesn't break.
That's amazing.
It was racism the whole time.
Wow.
And I got up there and I remember like going to hand to her and her looking like,
yeah.
You're not McFlurry colored. Yeah. Yeah. How'd you know the password?
Yeah, that's great.
So I don't know if that
one McFlurry, please. They're like, yeah, it's fucking broken,
ice cream
honky.
Machine broke, crap.
Yeah, yeah. Bitch ass honky. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm spitting your fucking fries, too. Yeah, man.
Ooh, they are seasoned.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't, and it's fun. Again, I don't.
I, you know.
It's not like a hill I'll die on either. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, because also, like, when people are like, hey, don't say retard, I'm like, all right. I don't want to say it around you. And again, I never want to offend anybody, you know?
Yeah, but, like, I have a handful of people that are in my life that really love Jesus. Like, he's just their favorite shit on the planet.
What are they, retarded?
Exactly. But around those specific retards, I won't say goddamn.
Okay.
Because I have said it, like, I remember I was out at, like, a really good pizza restaurant in San Diego with a couple of my buddies, and I took a first bite of the pizza, and I'm like, goddamn!
Yeah.
It was such good pizza. And my buddy was like, hey, man, you know, I don't want to be that guy, but it really is upsetting when people take the Lord's name in vain. If you could just not use that around me.
Yeah.
And I could tell from the seriousness in his voice that it was something that he either with himself was battling with or whatever it was like, hey, whenever I'm around you, buddy, I won't say it. Because what the fuck does it matter?
Yeah. Like, yeah. You don't have to say exactly. If someone's like, hey, I don't like that word around me. Yeah, you're right. I was,
yeah. Dude, so now every time I eat pizza around him, I just yell the N-word.
Yeah. N-word, please. Yeah. My, dude, it's so funny because my Tim's brother's wife is a teacher and works specifically with like autistic kids and stuff like that and hates the word retard.
Yeah.
I bet. When we're around her, we just don't say it.
Yeah. Well, she's got to be around him all day. She take her work home with her.
Yeah. But like, I've slipped up and said it like we'll be around them. And I'll be like, Tim. I'm like, whatever, you're a tart. And she said to me, she goes, hey, I work with these kids. That really upsets me. Please don't say that around me. And I go, cool.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
And I never said it around her ever again. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
But if I'm hanging out with Mike Eaton, I can say whatever I want.
Yeah. So I think that's the context of it is like knowing who you're around. Because like I have, you know, like friends that like don't care about any of that stuff. And then I have friends that do care. And it's like, but then all of that is moot when you get on stage.
We really tackled this issue.
Yeah.
It started off talking about food and then somehow we're...
We solved racial slurs.
Yeah.
Look at that. We're the best. I think we both get to say it now.
I was going to say, what is the best food for slur pairing? Just to bring the whole podcast together. It's food. It's racial slurs. What do you think's the best? Like, what's the best food to be eating to say the word retard with? It's got to be something like a Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe's a good one. I think corn dog. I think corn dog and then M&M cookie ice cream sandwich.
Okay. All right.
Retard.
Now, what's a good food for say? You start getting into it. What about for like, I don't know. Let's not do this.
Yeah. I was just going to wait. And see which other ones you would say. I was going to guess
what slur goes best with watermelon and fried chicken? Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. I had a couple answers.
Boy.
It's, man. You know, that is the thing, too, is I've tried to talk about it on stage, and it doesn't have the same punch, but white racial slurs are severely lacking.
So funny.
I always
doesn't
get
someone do a bit about that. How funny the word honky is.
I've heard honky. I talk about the word snow roach.
Never heard
because
that
I was
life.
Called a snow roach.
A snow roach.
And I love that.
Snow bunnies are like white girls that fuck black guys, right?
Or just hot young white girls.
They just call them snow bunnies.
Yeah, just,
that's fun.
They be fucking.
They do be fucking.
Snow roach. Bird shit is another good one that I've gotten as a white racial slur.
I've gotten called cracker and honky. I don't think I've ever. I've been called milk toast and pasty.
Milk toast is interesting because it's spelled MILQUETOAST, and it actually has nothing to do with cuisine, and it does mean just like a boring and plain person, but it's not like MILK toast.
Oh, I thought it was like putting milk on toast.
Which is a perfect mnemonic
funnier.
Device.
I think it's funnier
to remember it. Yeah,
milk toast.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else? Where are we at? I don't even know.
The word lugubrious. Means really, really sad.
Lugubrious?
The way that my SAT tutor had me remember that was pretend you're like a wolf that's really sad. And you're like, lugubrious.
It's horrible.
And I will never forget what the word means because of how dumb that was.
Wow. Lugubrious.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's a fun one? Oh, you know what word I can't say? I can't say...
sesquipedalian?
No. Like, I can't even say it. Vehemently?
Vehemently.
Yeah, I can't say that word.
Vehemently.
Vehemently.
Yeah, perfect.
Wow. I throw extra word letters in there.
People do that with peripheral as well.
Peripheral?
Yeah, people. Yeah,
superfluous?
My number one pet peeve is when people say frustrated instead of fresh, and my mom does it. So my mom would be really upset. She was like, Mike, you're just really frustrating me. And I'm like, what, are you retarded?
My dad would say.
Frustrating. It's not Chipotle either, you dumb bitch.
Dude, I
love
you,
mom.
I was in a Subway once, and the guy wanted to order like their Chipotle steak, whatever. And he said Chipotle. And it never left me.
I love
He's Chipotle. Like, I want that Chipotle steak. I'm like, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I had an opposite. I was with Jesse Saldana at a taco truck. He was showing
bragging.
Me. And we're going to eat. And so he orders his. And then I was like, two al pastor, one cappuccino, one bistec ranchero. And then the guy got to the last one. He goes, okay. And I go, bistec ranchero. And then he looks over at Jesse like, what is the white guy saying? Like, what is he saying? And then Jesse goes, bistec ranchero. Bistec ranchero. And right, so I was like,
You said it.
I put some stank on it. Yeah. I even said it with the cool letters.
Dude, I speak a decent amount of Spanish. I mean, so growing up in restaurants in Chicago, everyone's
un poquito.
Yeah, but like, but I speak enough. I can like hold a conversation. I always tell people, I'm like, if you were to talk to a 9-year old, you know how like they like say funny, like they talk. That's how I speak Spanish. But I can have a decent conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to food, I can order like a fucking motherfucker with, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's funny how like sometimes when I'm really getting into it, like I will put on like the accent and everything, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, dos pollo asada. Like, I'm like, yeah. just say two chicken tacos, Matt. Like, yeah. But I do it. Yeah. I like it. I don't know why. Yeah.
My favorite thing is to use Sabado Gigante voice.
I don't even know what that is.
The Mexican announcer voice.
Like, go.
Yeah. If you find the Spanish.
Gigante.
Well, so I speak maybe 100 words of Spanish, but I can read it damn near flawless.
Sure, yeah.
Out loud.
Yeah.
So what I love to do is read it with perfect inflection and Mexican announcer voice, just signs on the road and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, howdy. I could spend hours.
Gee willikers.
Boy, howdy.
Golly. Oh, that's good times.
Donde? Abrigado.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's fun. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, yeah.
Suavemente.
Yeah.
Dude, all fucking day. It's such a good time.
So fun. It's a good voice.
Well, what do you got? What do you got coming up to plug? Where the boys gonna be?
I don't know. When's this come out?
Possibly tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, sweet! I'm getting on a plane straight from here.
Yeah.
Going down to South Florida.
Ooh.
Saturday night doing a couple Don't Tell shows, and then Sunday, me and Tim, Dope City Comedy Tour, Dania Improv.
Ooh.
Be there or be gay.
Yeah. You retards.
Yeah, you fucking retards.
Dania Improv. What is Dania?
Dania's Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay,
Dania Beach is just like this section of Fort Lauderdale. They had an old Fort Lauderdale Improv. It shut down. They reopened it. It happens to be in Dania Beach, so they call it Dania Improv.
I got a really good pool bar recommendation in Fort Lauderdale. I will find for you.
Yeah. Tim loves pool. I am not. Here's the thing about pool. I enjoy it for like a game.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Really?
I like pool. Two games tops. And I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Are you bad?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I can play pool. Like, I mean, I'm not good in any respect, but like also like just for like a guy in a bar, like I can play a game of pool. I can make some shots, but it gets like, same thing with darts. I really like darts.
Oh, I hate darts.
See, I love darts for like two games. And then I'm like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. I have.
I don't like it. It gets in the way of my drinking shit. Yeah. Like I'm trying to get fucked up.
This.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
And also, I still don't understand the math of darts. There's a lot of numbers up there.
Yeah.
I thought if you're really good at darts, you hit the very middle as many times in a row.
Sure.
And apparently, you're supposed to hit little stripey shit.
Depends on what you're playing. If you're playing like cricket, you got to get the numbers. If you're playing
we're playing darts. Cricket's Indian batting.
No. Yeah. It's also a disgusting candy bar that you should be eating.
GoldenCricket.com. Now, I think I like pool because it's nostalgic. I grew up with a pool table. My dad.
You look like a guy that plays pool with his shirt on.
I like that a lot.
That's stupid.
No, I definitely get pool in the way of drinking kind of thing. But it's also a nice way to pace yourself if you've been drinking too much.
Yeah, it's I don't know. My thing is like my ADD, like because like I'm a little competitive and stuff too. So like if I'm doing a like, I don't want to call it a sport, whatever it is, like even if I'm at a barbecue and playing some cornhole, like I can't just be like everyone's like casually tossing. I'm like, hey, come on, it's your turn. I'm in the game. Like it's like if I'm playing pool, I'm fucking playing pool. Like I'm a weirdo. I can't just like sit around and casually have a beer and it's my turn. Like I'll be like, hey, well, it's not your turn yet. Like I'm like,
that's fair.
Yeah. So like it takes me out of like the hang. I'm like playing pool, you know, like it's.
Yeah. I've played like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games. So now it doesn't take me out of the, it's just like, oh, I'll go shoot my shot. All right. I made a few, your turn. I'm gonna go drink until, oh, it's my turn again.
Yeah. You should see me if I'm doing any bar game and I'm on some PEDs of any kind.
Yeah.
Boy, am I annoying to be around.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Like, it's your shot. Like, I'm fucking like,
that does sound fun.
And then I'm just horrible at it. Anyway. Yeah.
Man. We solved racism.
Sure did.
We got some great food recs in there.
Yep.
What are we missing?
We talked about Lugubrious.
Got that covered. SAT word for the week.
Don't say retard unless you're around Mike Eaton. I think that's the rule, right?
Yeah.
I think we did it. I think we nailed it.
I think so.
I can't wait to watch this back and watch how we're weaving in and out of just food and like crazy racist talks. Like, it's very odd.
Yeah. This this was for the culture.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, thank you for getting highly social. Oh, this has been great.
This has been fun.
Matt Bellack on all the socials, B-E-L-L-A-K.
Matt Bellack.
Yeah, I've been Mike Eaton. Thank you so much, Justin. Goodbye.